Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with the World News. The headlines. Indian Army intensifies winter counter-terrorism operations in Kishtwar and Doda districts of Jammu and Kashmir to eliminate Pakistani terrorists. Thailand and Cambodia sign a ceasefire agreement after weeks of deadly border clashes. Russia attacks on Kyiv with missiles and drones ahead of Ukraine-US talks. China sanctions 20 US defense companies and 10 executives over massive arms sales to Taiwan. And thousands of flights cancelled across the United States due to severe winter storm. The Indian Army has intensified winter counter-terrorism operations in Kishtwar and Doda districts of Jammu and Kashmir to eliminate Pakistani terrorists. According to defense sources, based on inputs from multiple intelligence agencies, around 30 to 35 Pakistan terrorists are currently hiding in the Jammu region. These terrorists are believed to be seeking temporary winter hideouts to evade detection and avoid direct confrontation with security troops. It said, army units have expanded their operational reach into higher and snowbound areas to pursue and neutralize Pakistani terrorists. Thailand and Cambodia have signed a ceasefire agreement to halt fighting along their disputed border. Thai Defense Minister Nathapon Naphanik and Cambodian Deputy Prime Minister and Defense Minister Thea Siha signed the agreement today at a border checkpoint in Thailand's Chenthaburi province. A report.
The weeks-long clashes between Thailand and Cambodia have come to a halt after both countries signed a ceasefire agreement today. Both countries agreed on a joint statement during a special meeting of their border committee. The clashes had intensified earlier this month after a July ceasefire collapsed. The fighting involved artillery, rocket fire and air operations, particularly near the Dangrek mountain range along the Thailand-Cambodia border. The recent violence led to military casualties and displaced thousands of civilians on both sides. Valsa Williams for World News.
The Ukrainian capital Kyiv came under a massive Russian attack today, killing one person and injuring 27 others. The attack came as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky prepares to meet US President Donald Trump in Florida tomorrow for further talks aimed at ending the nearly four-year-old war with Russia. Russia's defense ministry today said that it carried out a massive overnight strike using long-range precision weapons, including Kinzhal hypersonic missiles and drones, targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure and military industrial facilities. The ministry added, the strike came in response to Ukraine's attacks on civilian objects in Russia. Ukrainian President Zelensky said, the overnight attack knocked out power and heating in parts of the Kyiv and described it as Russia's response to US-brokered peace efforts. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has expressed willingness to engage in dialogue with the United States based on mutual respect, provided Washington ends its interference in Venezuela. Maduro criticized US efforts to destabilize his government and called on American media to report accurately on the country. The United States has deployed air and naval forces near Venezuela, targeting alleged drug trafficking and enforcing sanctions on Venezuelan oil. The White House recently ordered a near-total blockade of sanctioned tankers, while Maduro's government has denounced these actions as piracy. The UN Security Council has urged restraint to prevent further escalation. In Bangladesh, a blast at a madrasa in Kiraniganj today left four people injured, including a woman and two children, prompting a major police operation that led to the seizure of around 250 kilograms of bomb-making materials. The explosion occurred around noon at the Umm al-Qura International Madrasa in the Hasanabad area. Police said crude bombs, chemicals and bomb-making materials were recovered during the raid, which is still ongoing. Two women have been detained for questioning and a case will be filed. The Balochistan Liberation Front, that is BLF, has claimed responsibility for two separate attacks in Balochistan that reportedly killed six Pakistani soldiers. In a statement, BLF spokesperson Major Gwaharam Baloch said, fighters opened fire on a joint frontier corps and police checkpoint in Surab Bazar on Thursday. The group also claimed an attack on a military camp in the Basol area of Ormara on the same day. People from Balochistan are currently fighting for their independence from Pakistan. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. China's foreign ministry has announced the sanctions against 10 individuals and 20 U.S. defense companies over arms sales to Taiwan. Among those targeted are the founder of defense firm Anduril Industries and 9 senior executives from the sanctioned companies. They are also banned from entering China. Other companies targeted include Northrop Grumman Systems Corporation and L3Harris Maritime Services and Boeing's Opens New Tab St. Louis branch, which focuses on defense work. A spokesperson for the U.S. State Department said the United States strongly objected to the Chinese move, which freezes any assets the companies and individuals hold in China and bars domestic organizations and individuals from doing business with them. The sanctions follow United States' announcement last week of $11.1 billion in arms sales to Taiwan, the largest ever weapons package for the island. 15 people were killed and 19 others injured after a passenger bus plunged into a ravine along the Inter-American Highway in western Guatemala today. Authorities said the victims included 11 men, 3 women, and a minor. Images shared by the fire department on social media showed the wreckage of the bus at the bottom of the ravine as firefighters worked to rescue victims. Mount Etna, a stratovolcano in the east coast of Sicily, Italy, became active again, sending glowing lava and small amounts of ash into the air from its northeastern crater. Italy's National Institute of Geophysics and Volcanology informed that winds carried the ash towards the northeast, with light ash falling on the town of Taormina and nearby ski areas from yesterday's eruption. Scientists also reported small explosions from another crater, throwing hot material several meters high. In the United States, thousands of flights were canceled or delayed due to a severe winter storm that hit the Northeast during peak holiday travel, causing major disruptions at airports in New York as well as in Boston, Chicago, and Toronto as of last night. A report.
Due to the severe winter storm, around 1,600 flights were cancelled and 7,400 were delayed in the United States. Snowfall of up to 9 inches was forecast for New York and southern Connecticut, prompting travel warnings from state and city officials. A snow emergency has been declared in New York as it braces for its heaviest storm in years. Airports warn travelers to check with their airlines to determine the status of their flights. Aparajita Snatak for World News.
In Japan, a massive crash involving 67 vehicles in snowy weather killed 2 people and injured 26 on an expressway last evening as the country kicked off its end-of-year holiday season. The Gunma Prefectural Highway Police said that the pileup on the Kanetsu Expressway started with a collision between 2 trucks in the town of Minakami. A fire erupted at the far end of the pileup, spreading to about 20 vehicles, some of which were completely burned. Indian Immunologicals Limited, that is IIL, one of India's leading vaccine manufacturers, has refuted claims by Australian health authorities over fake doses of its anti-rabies vaccine, Abhirab, in India. In a statement, IIL issued a clarification regarding the alert issued by the Australian Technical Advisory Group on circulation of counterfeit batches of vaccines since November 2023. In women's cricket, fourth T20 international match between India and Sri Lanka will be played at Greenfield International Stadium, Thiruvananthapuram, tomorrow. The hosts have taken 3-0 lead in the 5-match series. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Indian Army intensifies winter counter-terrorism operations in Kishtwar and Doda districts of Jammu and Kashmir to eliminate Pakistani terrorists. Thailand and Cambodia sign a ceasefire agreement after weeks of deadly border clashes. Russia attacks on Kyiv with missiles and drones ahead of Ukraine-US talks. China sanctions 20 US defense companies and 10 executives over massive arms sales to Taiwan. Thousands of flights cancelled across the United States due to severe winter storm. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.